The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. It's
good
Thursday.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning,
Thursday.
Honey. Yeah. Tonight, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott.
So, and her guest tonight is going to be Lou White.
Lou White's going to be there, the music aficionado.
Absolutely. That should be a
great.
Good show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's like 7:06 and a half. Yes, the website seems to be down, but we are calling the webmaster, and I'm sure he will do something like pay his electric bill or whatever it takes to get us back on here in the next couple minutes. So just stay with us here, 605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com, where we will be in the next few minutes. So, good morning.
50 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 75, a low of 52, and a chance of showers. Friday, we're looking for showers, a high of 61, low 46. We're hoping it rains during the day and not during the evening because we've got the big parade tomorrow night. On Saturday, we're looking for mostly sunny, a high of 72 and a low of around 50. And through the weekend, we're looking with mostly sunny, high in the 70s and lows 50, in around 50. 50% chance of showers on Sunday. Ooh, that's easy for you to say. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Nice people over there. Hey, Bob and Chicks of Bella Vista Farms fundraising dinner. It's all about the animals. It's going to be on Friday, April 29th, a week from tomorrow. And this is a delightful evening of entertainment, fabulous auction, and raffles. Tickets are available at VCA Animal Hospitals or www.bellavistafarm.org. Give them a call, 347-0544. What's the lake look like, Bad Bob?
Well, we only came up about an inch or two, but that is still 4,500 acre-feet of water. I was going to actually calculate out how many gallons that represents, but it's inching up slowly. They're letting out about as much as what's coming in anticipation of this weekend.
Okay, I'm going to make this announcement one more time, is that I am awarding a dinner, or at least a certificate, you know, a gift certificate, to View 202, to the people or person that sends in the best picture of turkeys strolling around their backyard or some places like they shouldn't be. Like, I've gotten photos of turkeys in this one gentleman's lot where he parks his trucks. I have another's in three of them strutting, beautiful big Tom strutting in front of Five Star Bank. And then somebody sent me, yes, I got this. You sent me one of you holding a turkey you'd shot. I'm sorry, that does not count. This has got to be turkeys in your yard, not ones that you've shot, because that even makes me feel worse. So send them to me at my email address, carl@kcnr1460.com. We'll do this for a couple of weeks, maybe to the end of the season, and then I will award a gift certificate to View 202. A $50 gift certificate to View 202.
That's great. Now, see, I have a great picture I'm going to show you right here of a whole bunch of turkeys in my driveway.
Okay. You know what? Well, you are disqualified. But please, send them to me. I'm going to put them all on the web, everybody. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, all the things going on. Now, I know this seems insignificant in the world events, but there was a female wrestler from the 90s. And her name was China. They just talked about it a little bit on the news here. She was 45 years old. They found her in her house dead. She was famous back then. She was one of the first women that was really, she had, you know, it looked
muscles
like...
Muscles developed. You should see
her,
what...
Her muscle development
if there
was,
were, if there was radio, I mean, if you could see radio...
No. It was her it was her muscles. And she had... And it's obvious, and it looked really like she had been using a lot of steroids, that she was in this. And she, it, you know, and that was back when professional wrestling was probably at its heyday, at its height.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And she was one of the big stars there. But then she, if it's one of those things you can watch as it kind of, as a person just goes down, uh-huh. down, spiraling, a downward spiral in pornographic movies, you know, just into, you know, what did she ever end up? And then they find her at age 45 dead in her house.
Wow.
So it was... When you see that, and there's a lot of professional wrestlers that end up dead very early. Suicide, heart attacks, a lot of them because of
all
drug,
the steroids.
Because
of drug use. Steroids were
a major thing back then. Supposedly now they don't let them. And if you look at today's wrestlers, for the most part, they're smaller than they used to be.
Well,
you know.
The steroids made a difference. No question about it. But they're also very damaging.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
Who was one of the ones that is now going to be on the $20 bill. She's moved Jackson to the rear of the bus. He's on the other side of the bill. Harriet Tubman was selected. And frankly, she's probably, you know, with all the other names that were put in there, she's probably a good selection because she I realize it was during the dark times of our society, but she fought and she was one of the leaders of the Underground Railroad that freed slaves, and she fought for freedom.
So what are the names were put in?
Oh, well...
Before the fact.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now, many names have been brought up over the last 3 or 4 days about why was this one chosen, but I don't remember any discussion. I thought we were doing the $10 bill, and then all of a sudden there was such an uproar about replacing that person.
The Hamilton devotees.
Exactly, but my point is, Carl... when was this discussion had? When was anybody consulted outside of the inner circle? And what names were up? Well, I mean, why not, given the fact that they had such a dilemma about the $10 bill and they made their decision and then had to back off on it, why didn't they one time kind of have a discussion with the people and say, okay, this is what we're thinking about. What do you think before we decide instead of throwing
it
out?
Because we don't have to do it right away. Oh, it's an I don't know.
It's the way this administration has been run, and I always have to point out that they just can't seem to get it through their head. They're not dictators. They're
I think a lot of times
ahead of a republic.
That people that are working in this administration do what they want.
Without
guidance or leadership for the most part. Unless you're in the military.
And that's the wrong thing. That's new.
Then they're all
that's
over
new
you.
To this country. We've not done that before. This last 7-8 years has been this. Well, we do whatever we want to, then they end up with egg on their face, and they end up backpedaling.
In many cases,
like they did on the $10 bill.
But on something like this, isn't it time to have a woman on one of the bills?
I think it is, but I think if you're gonna, I have no issue with the person they chose, other than this administration tends to celebrate the things that are wrong and point out all of our warts. We never seem to be celebrating anything great about this country. And why not have a woman that, a colored woman even, perhaps that represents, I know we're not supposed to say a woman, but people
a woman of color.
Color.
A woman
PC,
of color.
Not supposed to be saying that
a
anymore.
A woman of color.
Whatever. Why not pick someone that represented something historic and wonderful rather than the dark side of our, I don't know, just my thoughts.
Well, who's the one that they were looking at that was the leader in Planned Parenthood?
Now there'd have been a great one.
You know, when her name was brought up, there was a huge uproar over that one. I can't remember her name right now. Yeah. I should know
but
that.
But I mean, as I indicate, over the last couple of days, certainly I've heard yesterday, I've heard
been,
all kinds of conversations
been, there could have been Clara,
it, but,
Clara Barton, you know, founder of the Red Cross, but, you know, that was founded during the Civil War. Same type thing.
Well, I know, but still, I don't know.
I know what you're saying, is that, but...
This country has had some really good things happen to it, as well as slavery. And they always want to celebrate the downtrodden, the horrible things this country has done. I'm tired of being apologetic for a wonderful country.
There's no reason for us to be apologetic.
I think not.
None.
Anyway,
we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Institute with Ted Leidy and his gang of NRA instructors. Ted's teaching, you know, everybody, you know, he has their concealed carry. We're 200 people in the pipeline. The state of California has one person that's doing the background checks, which is why it's backed up 2 months. Anyway, you get your basic CCW, and it's good that you do that. You learn a lot. But then Northern Firearms Instruction has a advanced class that's happening on 1 May. This advanced class is everything is from a concealed carry position where you have to move a coat, vest, shirt, and then present your weapon, present the gun. And you fire and shoot a number of exercises. You do a lot of exercises. And then you go into scenarios for 3 hours where you're shooting out of different scenarios and where you're having to move and shoot, take cover, reload. In other words, learn how to really use that pistol you're carrying. It's a great idea. You can only get it there. Give him a call, 999-1822, or check out online, readingccw.com. I'm not sure how many seats are left. There's only 12 people in this class because it's a very strong student to instructor ratio, because there's a lot of things happening, and we don't and where there's never been an incident ever. But it's mainly because that people listen, people learn, and you have your instructors there to help. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Hey, I'm here with Trish Clark, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Charge it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, zero, plug it, fire it, do it. One more time.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs, or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richard, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Thursday, the 21st of April. 50 degrees out there, going up to 75 today. Looks like we're going to get some rain tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
We always need a little rain.
Well, we do, except, you know, we got the big parade tomorrow night. I said, I've done that parade when the cars have overheated because it's so hot. And then I've done that parade when we've just all seeking shelter because it's pouring rain. So you just never know.
Never know.
On cool April night.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You shop at Four Winds Jewelry.
I do. You know, it's a pleasurable experience.
Well, you know, under new ownership,
yes,
and leadership there, but, you know, the one thing that hasn't changed, or the many things that haven't changed, is the quality of the jewelry, great prices, and the way you're traded. You know, if anything, the service is even a little better. Because you don't have to, you don't need to get into a political discussion.
Yeah, but I kind of miss that.
I miss that kind of too. But Rebecca and her husband, he's a gemologist, so he can design and build all of these different types of jewelry that you want. So they've got a full selection of everything. So again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 222-2750. You will not be sorry. So the Shasta Grand Jury. Shasta County Grand Jury came out and said, need to change that word.
Oh, how, yeah.
Now, were you in there when this was voted on?
You know, no. But I do remember distinctly that the whole thing was I think it happened right after I left. And the discussion was very clearly, and they went back, and actually they admitted and proved that the discussion was very clear, that it was appointed employees. And in fact, everyone there admitted that, but because it was a mistake, a couple of the guys folded, not the least of which is the sheriff's big buddy. And so they folded and said, oh, well, yeah, but we ought to go ahead and give it to him. It was not the intention. It was not the discussion. And
well, you know,
it should not have been.
Tom was on the show yesterday, and he said, well, you know what? This went through everybody several times. So he says they say it was a typo, but yet it went through several layers of people looking at it.
Sure it did. Because they just left the word out when they did it, and they talked about it in the boardroom. Nobody picked up on that when it was signed and passed, and nobody looked at it after that. It was not like it was studied.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things that was a conscience decision that had to be made by the supervisor sitting there.
I think Tom does a great job, and everybody does a great job. He's been there for like 37 years.
Well, what's going to happen when, let's say, David Kehoe would be the yeah. one?
Well,
is he going to get it too?
No. Kehoe said I would not take it under any circumstances.
Oh, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just saying. Yeah, but I agree. Is that if you're running for office, then you're running for office. You're not appointed.
Exactly right. And you know what the salary is, and it's a difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It's a difference.
You don't need longevity.
No. The longevity thing is.
Tom, I still love you, but this is what I believe.
Well, okay. I think it's crazy. It was certainly not. It was not the intention of the board when they did it. The minutes reflected that to the nth degree. Les Ma, who voted for it to give it to him, agreed that that was not their intention.
I know.
Come on. Where's your integrity? We didn't intend to do this, but after the fact, oh, what the heck, we'll go ahead and give you 260-some thousand of the taxpayers' money.
It's interesting, isn't it? Where if it's not supposed to be like, but why would they vote for it? Or did they vote to say, and it was
they voted for the personalities.
Well, and that was it. But they also voted, and they, you know what, but they didn't do this. They said, okay, you know what? You're right. However, we're going to take care of what it was, but we're going to change it tonight. change it to put in appointed tonight. We'll give you that back because that was, you know, that's the way it was written.
Yeah, yeah.
But as of tonight, no. But they didn't do that.
They did not. And they should
that's
have.
The part I don't understand is, okay, hey, look, bad on us. We, you know, but we're not going to make, you know, you guys rated it. And you know, they could have said, nah, that's okay, nah. But.
They are elected officials, they both knew because they were there when all that happened, that they were not included in it. But when it was discovered that that word was left out, well, what the heck? Why not? It's in my pocket. And, you know, hey, they're humans. Whatever. Okay. Integrity, I guess.
So is it over for a cruise?
I guess. And I think that my only hope is that the Republican Party can get its act together to a point where whoever the nominee is, and it looks like it's going to be Trump, that they will get behind him. That the candidates we had some excellent candidates in the race. They'd make great members of an administration. Can we grow up and move on and take out Hillary, or are we going to splinter this party to the degree that we end up Hillary Clinton presidency?
Well, we have to save the party. No, you have to save the nation.
Yeah, exactly. You have to save the nation.
You know what? And if they do, and now here's the thing, though. He doesn't have all the delegates. If he doesn't have all the delegates, it goes to the second vote.
It goes to an open
and
convention.
And then it goes to a third vote. You know,
and
the
I
thing
don't have
is,
an issue with any
either.
Of that. That's how it's been set up. That's how it's been run for years, Carl.
Well, and
I don't have any issues
Abraham
with that.
Lincoln walked in with 20% of the delegates.
And walked out as
president. Walked out as the, you know.
And I have no issues with that.
Yeah.
As long as it's one of the three people, and I'll even go so far as to say the three,
yeah,
who are still in the race.
That's right. Not anybody else.
But you, if they're going to try and finagle and move around and change rules to pull somebody out of a hat that they like better or somebody that was dropped out, they're going to destroy this country.
I've had a couple calls from the top leadership of the Republican Party asking me perhaps I should just keep myself available during the convention, saying, you know, I have the background.
I have
a good a background as anybody else out there.
Probably better.
I don't have a lot of things in the closet there. I don't have all that. But, but you're right. I think that if it is, it's, you know what, but whoever it is, whether it's Trump, Cruz, or Kasich, even though that there isn't a poll out there that doesn't have Kasich beating Clinton bad, not one, and not one
but
poll.
That's because nobody's
it's
taken
early.
Any
it's
shots
early.
At Kasich yet.
Well,
there isn't
they
anything
will.
Out there about Kasich.
Well, maybe you know what? Maybe that's who you need out there. Somebody that goes, whoa! I got the economy going for the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the fact is, but he said some things that are.
He's an idiot. I mean, at this point, have you listened to him? I mean, I just...
He got carried away the other day, and what was he, for Planned Parenthood or something like that?
Yeah. I have to tell you that at this point in time, and I wouldn't give you the stick of dynamite to blow any of them up. I just am so tired of their nastiness and the backbiting. And the, I mean, we have this circular firing squad going. That we're gonna wipe out every Republican so that we can't possibly win an election.
Trump has changed
Wait,
his ways.
After the New York vote came in, did you hear him?
He's
Woo!
Changed. He
almost
called,
sounded presidential.
He called Cruz Senator Cruz
Senator
instead
Cruz
of Lion
instead
Ted.
Of Lion Ted. Ted. I know.
Well, you know what they're saying is this new guy brought in to run the convention.
Yeah.
Even though that Trump has said that. You know what? I don't want any of these people that have been these, you know, lobbyists and blah, blah, blah. They're not going to be blah, blah, blah. Well, he brings this guy in. And this guy he's been working in the inner bowels of the Republican Party and all these, and as a lobbyist. And he's been, you know, back and forth. But they're saying that this is the guy that's finally gotten to Trump and says, you know, it's time to knock this out.
Looks like we're back on.
We're back on. Obviously, the webmaster woke up. And it's got us back on the air. So all you that were calling in and texting me nasty messages, We're back up.
Not Carl's problem. He was as upset about it as you were.
Maybe more.
Probably more.
I pay this guy to keep us on the air. So, anyway.
Trump is not my first choice. I think I've been pretty clear about the fact that I think that we have not had an opportunity or a candidate like Ted Cruz in a long time. His demeanor turns some people off, but the man is brilliant. He knows our Constitution. We elected him to do a job. He had a platform. He ran on a platform. He went to Washington, D.C., and he has done his darndest to live up to what he said when he was going to run. He fought successfully in the Supreme Court, before the Supreme Court, and got some rulings that have made dramatic differences in our lives with gun control and all kinds of things that would have changed our lives dramatically had he not been successful. He's brilliant. He could do some wonderful things, and he has a plan. And he can articulate the plan. And I've said for years, that's what we need, is somebody who does what they said when we've elected him, and then can explain Republicanism, because we've not had anybody explain what Republicans are for a long time except the media, and they've got it all wrong. If you listen to him, he can articulate that, and it's important.
It is important.
Hey, we're going to throw him away by the wayside, I guess.
Maybe he'll
come in the administration. I hope. I hope they can get rid of their ruffled feathers and move on.
Make him attorney general.
Save this country, for God's sakes.
We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Wind River and the Elements Lounge. Linda's going to be there on Cinco de Mayo. That's going to be a big show that night.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And you know, I'm telling you what, there's going to be all types of stuff going on at the lounge. But Cinco de Mayo, Linda and her band, and you know, extra people coming in. It's going to be a super evening. So you got to come out there and join us. I mean, great food, very reasonable prices, drinks, dancing, the whole, can I say it? The whole enchilada. There at Wind River and the Elements Lounge. Give them a call at 243-3377. Start making your reservations now so that you can get in there. It's going to be a crazy night that night. So we'll be right back after these messages. 7:33 in the morning. It's 50 degrees, going up to 75 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The website is up, KCNR1460.com.
The coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Red and Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased. And the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Reading Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Reading.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016. I'm Joe Montez, and like most people, I'm very frustrated about what's happening in D.C. I think it's broken. I don't think there's two parties at work anymore. I think they're one party in D.C. because both of them do and say the same things, they vote the same way, and they produce the same horrific results for all of us. The career politicians, what has become known as the establishment for both sides, left and right, they're focused on things like power, profit, privilege, and party, but the only P they're missing is the most important one, and that's people. I want to run because I want to represent the people.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
What's worse, winning or losing at love? 25 minutes into the hour of 8. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here this morning. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. It's going to be up 75 today. Nice day.
Yeah.
50 degrees now, 15.
Loving this
now,
springtime weather.
Brad, our web genius, explained what, you know, said what happened. And then Bob explained it to Trish and I, who then Bob then turned away, and Trish and I looked at each other and started laughing because, you know what, we're in an alien land. You know what? Do you ever feel like you've walked into a country, like that other dimension, and it's kind of like where we live now, but the people when they're talking, you don't understand what they're talking about. I'm like, God.
I have no idea what you're saying.
What did you just, you know, oh, it's like a Rolodex card, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
it's very simple, actually. When you type in KCNR1460.com, your computer sends in a request, says, who is this?
Uh-huh.
And it sends back a string of numbers and then goes to the site. Without that intermediary, without that lookup table, your computer can't find the site. That's it.
And the lookup table was what was down.
Our site was up, and if you were already on our site at that point, and when the lookup table went down, you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
because
the table
you're already
of contents,
there.
If you will.
Still don't understand what he's talking about.
So the key is get on that website and just stay
there. Just never log out.
Just never log out. Just get on there and occasionally refresh during the evening.
Exactly.
You know? Just run back, click on it, and refresh. Get something new. Listen to us 24 hours a day.
That's the key.
And then make sure you tell anybody that writes to you and says, hey, what radio stations do you listen to? I listen to KCNR 1460 24 hours a day. It only takes 5 of you, by the way, to do this.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 6. And it has such a huge impact on those silly Arbitron ratings, which is why nobody, you know, pays attention to them. Well, but if 7 or 8 people write that down, I listen to KCNR 1460. I listen to it 24 hours a day. And they put that in there because you've got to fill out this tedious, ridiculous. Which most people don't. And they go, okay, I don't know. I listen to it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and they take like 500 people out of 90,000. And that says what everybody listens to. Of course, everybody knows that that's, you know, crap. But if you do it, if it goes back and they have 7 or 8 people of that group that says, we listen to KCNR 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
This is blah, 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 blah. You spike. Your ratings absolutely spike.
Because there are so few people that fill it out.
It's a very small sample.
Yeah, it's very small sample.
I still, 7 years on, I still get people go, oh, are you the station at blah, blah, blah frequency? No.
Here's my favorite one is I listen to your show all the time. You do? You go, he says, yeah. And I said, you know, and I said 1460. He goes, oh, gee, I don't know. And I said, but then he starts talking about the show. So he obviously had been listening, you know. And he says, it's on my radio in the car, and that lights out. In the radio. I just keep it on your station. I went, oh, okay.
That's how we said, well,
it works for me.
I listen to you guys on FM. We're not on FM.
Yeah, but radio is FM.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now, we have Jim Reed, who's running for Congress at 8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock.
You know what? Jim's been here before.
Mm-hmm.
He is, I called it in the advertisement, the perennial Democrat candidate, because he does. He runs against Herger, runs against LaMalfa.
He's a Democratic candidate that's run for that seat for many years.
Yeah, several times.
Yeah, well known in the community.
I wonder if he's going to get closer this year. Now, because LaMalfa is getting a lot of, you know, getting a lot of pushback from Republicans,
mm-hmm.
you know, conservative Republicans who say he's not conservative enough. Then you have the moderate Republicans that say he's way too conservative. I mean, it's really, it's been interesting.
And you know, here's the problem with that whole system again is that it's a pretty safe seat. They're going to have something really strong. They're going to have a lot of money take him out. Not going to happen.
I don't care who the Republican is. You're right. It doesn't make any difference. They're usually pretty safe here.
Yeah.
Here's Carl's conscience. This is his call sign when he comes in here.
Uh-huh. Carl's conscience.
The election shows what happens when a non-politician gets in the game. Less polished and does not play by the, quote, unsaid rules. The part of the price we pay for getting rid of politicians and the establishment rules.
There you go.
So, I know, you know, Linda had questions about Cruz. I don't know why, because, you know, her intuition is really good. And her Bob almost fell off. Here he goes. Oh! Good one, Bob. Turn off your microphone, buddy.
I hate springtime.
But she says there was something about Cruz and he was talking one time. She's listening to him. She goes, ooh. And I can't remember what she was talking about. But there's something. Maybe it was when he was into this. He sounds like an evangelistic preacher sometimes. You know, he gets
that's what they accuse Ted of.
Well, that's what I mean. Senator Cruz. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he gets into that.
He does.
He gets into that almost like Southern tent preacher type of rote when he's speaking.
There was a thing on one of the radio stations the other day that had a comparison. They were playing things that Obama says, and then they were saying things that Trump says. And they were, you know, hope and change and change for the better. And just it. Talk about scary. It's amazing what you can do by taking people out of context, picking up little bits, and putting them together. Because this was, I mean, you'd have thought it was the same guy talking. Because they take and have Obama say something, and then have Trump say something, and back and forth. And I've always thought it was, we really as a nation need to pay attention at this point and listen and be sure of what we're doing. The bottom line is that we can't take four more years of a Democratic socialist administration and maintain this republic at all. The Obama administration has appointed over 300 judges in the system. You know how long it takes for those judges to go through that system and get out? And so you've got 300 new liberal judges. There's going to be at least one and maybe two or three new Supreme Court justices. And they're there for a long time. It is so important that we get at least a moderate, if not conservative, people placed in those courts.
Well, you got to figure a little bit.
If you're going to save the nation,
Bush had 8 years of putting conservatives in.
Yeah,
and it made the liberals crazy. And
let's be fair. Think about the ones that the Republicans have appointed over the last few years. They did try to play the game, and they did a lot of moderates that go back and forth. As opposed to everything that the Democrats have appointed, and my goodness, they're out now socialists, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, give me a break, you know. They're so left. They don't listen to any case. They're going to find on that side regardless of the issues. That's when you have somebody
like Kennedy, who is kind of a moderate and can go who can fall down either. What about Roberts?
The Mr. Conservative, and I still want to know what they got on him. I just can't believe that they didn't threaten his firstborn or something.
Maybe they had his wife and children.
I don't know. I really was convinced that they must have had them locked up someplace and threatening with their life to make him do what he did. But what are you going to do?
So changes around here. I mean, we've got four people running for city council. Modi doesn't have anybody really running against him, Mr. Venus, but you met him.
Yes, I did.
Linda said, so I said, well, how was that? She goes, it was really
interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, exactly the word she used. It was interesting.
That was sort of WKRP flashback.
It was hysterical because he's a nice man, but boy, difficult to get to focus. Talk about not answering a question.
Maybe he didn't understand the question.
Yeah. Generally, well, I'm fairly clear.
When you watch people being asked questions, politicians, and maybe he's discovered the secret already, is they take the question and change it to whatever thing they want to talk about.
But that wasn't the case.
Oh.
I have seen any number of politicians walk into this studio and walk out with the expression that I can liken to the deer in front of the headlights.
Yeah. You know, it's not like we're sitting there pounding on them. It's things like, why should we vote for you?
Well,
I'm not, you know.
Yeah,
you know, like when Leonard will come on, we'll ask him why that. Well, okay, so you voted the jail down. So what's your solution? I haven't seen a solution here in 3 years, 4 years. What's the solution? You're not. We're trying to build a larger jail. No, we don't have the money. Well, what's your solution then? How do you get these people off the streets? How do you keep their, you know, crimes rising? So what's your solution, board? I mean, you guys control the purse strings to the jail.
The solution is that we'll do a statement that we think Costco and all of its money ought to stay in the city of Reading. We're going to take that action, and we're going to do that because Reading gets all the money. If we were to take a position that if Costco's going to relocate, we would support them locating in the unincorporated area where we'd get some of the money to pay for a new jail, or maybe we'd support them going to the city of Anderson where we'd get part of the money because we have a tax exchange agreement, and then we'd have money to build a new jail. No, we're going to support them staying in the city of Reading where we get none of the money.
You're rolling with Les Baugh on this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. Politics,
mark your calendar.
Politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yes, it does.
It's about 14 minutes until the hour of 8. Trish Clark and myself, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven New Maine's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell, all at Haven Humane Society just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennis, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3044.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's got to be a Thursday with Trish.
My Thursday girl.
Linda's got on the spot. Linda Bott and I. 6 p.m. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Even though it's going to be 75 today, next week I'm sure it'll be up in the 90s.
Not for a while. I'm just hoping wow. we get another couple weeks of spring.
And this is a perfect time to call Alliance Heating and Air before they are just, I mean, they're always busy, but then they get slammed when it starts getting hot. Now's the time to have them come in, check the filters, clean the filters, replace everything they have to do. Make sure that air conditioner is working. Do it now so you can get right into the schedule. Of course, if you have an emergency, they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Any type of heating or cooling systems. Voted best in the North State in 2015. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check their website out at homecomfort.org. They're coming to our house today to go out and do exactly that. You know, replace filters, check everything. I want them to check the thermostat, you know, all that kind of stuff before it gets going.
And that's what you want to do is you always do that up ahead and get in, you know, so that you've got ready to go for that 100-degree hits. As we know, when it decides to hit, it just is there with a vengeance, and boom, all of a sudden you're 110 for 5 days.
So what do you think Obama will do when he leaves office?
I'm hoping he just leaves.
Well, they're saying he's thinking about staying around the D.C. area.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be real comfortable when he's actually gone because I have nightmares, and I'm still not convinced he's leaving.
You know what? If I've heard that once, I've heard that 100 times from conspiracists that say,
it's going to be,
even after the election, things are going to happen. There's going to be riots, and he's going to have to declare martial law. So I'm sorry, we cannot have this happen. Or it will be a national emergency, something really huge.
Well,
I'm sorry, we cannot change during this. I just need another 6 months. No, I don't think he'll do that.
Well, I'm hoping not.
Have you looked at him from when he first ran to now? This office is not an easy office.
Well, I'm going to tell you that many rounds of golf and that much traveling is wear and tear on the body. I mean, how many times can you swing that golf club? I mean, for heaven's sake.
For me, a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying he's had a tough life in the last 8 years. That much bowing and kissing and apologizing and playing golf, I mean, that's hard on a person.
You're never going to let this one go, are you? It's almost be worse. I cannot wait till this election process really starts and they start going after each other to have you on Thursdays and just say, so what'd you think of Hillary and Donald last night? And have you just go, come in like this.
I so respect people who... I was an elected official. I take it personally when people say that politicians are all, they have no integrity, they're just there for the money, but it's true. There's so darn many of them that's just exactly it. And it bursts my bubble when I see people, they run for the office, they say they're going to do things. Gosh, they don't do it. They get in there and they kind of just bend and fold and play the game it's no wonder to me that the American people are so, we're just jaundiced with the whole thing, and we're tired of people who don't, who you can't take their word for anything.
I think you're right. And here's the other thing, too. Because people, it's true. I mean, if you look at the rating of Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, I mean, cockroaches are thought of higher, rated higher.
As they should well be.
But here's the thing is, no, I don't believe that. The people in there, the problem we have right now is this horrible division among all the different groups. And I'm not just saying Republicans and Democrats. No. It's much more than that. You get into that, then you get the women, then you get the Black Caucus, and then you get the Hispanic Caucus, and then you get, all these different ways that our country has been broken up into all of these groups, rich, poor, black, white, brown, you know, Asian, anything. Anything you break all this into is now we're all so divided. And this is something that Dr. Piyush Dhanuka was talking about 4 years ago. He says they have worked so hard to divide this country so that we will never be able to come together. It will take a huge, huge emergency for us to all pull together at one time. Either that or it's going to take somebody that's going to have to just, I mean, absolutely reach out and hug people, bring them kicking and screaming back into a, you know, some kind of united front in our country. Otherwise, you know what? A few more years of this, you know, and we're going to look like Europe.
Well,
it's bad, and that's
Europe.
Scary. That's
worse
scary.
Than Europe because but that he so hits the nail right on the head. If you go back 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, and you talk about the books that were written about how they were going to take this country over, that's exactly how it was. Divide and conquer. I mean, you'd split us all up into this diversity training and celebrating our differences and all of that. They've got us so splintered that everybody's against everybody else. And bottom line, there is that, and you can call it anything you want to, the Washington cartel, the establishment, they've got so much to lose because they've got a pretty darn good deal going back there, and they do not want anybody to shake up that mix. I don't blame the Democrats. It much more than I blame the Republicans, because the Republicans have done absolutely nothing, by and large, to stop the system. And even our electeds right here, they tell me, well, you just don't understand, Trish, how the system is played. And yes, I do understand, and I don't want them to drink the Kool-Aid and go back there and do as they're told. I want them to do what we elect them to do. That's tough. It's hard for them to go back there, because if they don't play the game, and they don't go along with all of that, then they get no committee assignments. They don't get a good office. Nobody talks to them. They can't. It's instilled. Somebody's got to break it. It's got to stop. And I don't know how that's going to happen, but it sure isn't going to happen with a Democrat.
Well, let me talk about right now when we're talking about you got to get government under control. What's happening right now with the IRS? There's been four laws that have come out. Two of them passed by Congress right now, the House of Representatives right now. That's pulling the IRS. They're anti. I mean, you know, everybody believes, everybody knows we have to pay taxes, but everybody is also very upset about the way they've targeted people, the evasive ways they come in and get to you, bungled approaches to security, and a seeming just, you know, don't really care about we, the taxpayers. So the IRS has gone after them saying we want more accountability. We, you know, we're still talking impeaching that one guy.
Yes.
And I say we, that's what they're saying.
Well, there's
whole
a
thing
group of congressmen
that are
after him. Big time.
Well, if they're saying two have already passed the full House to bring the IRS to heel. The first one is the IRS Oversight while Eliminating Spending Act. The IRS O's Act would allow the American people to have a say in how that money is used. No agency should be independent of Congress and the American people in its own funding. Legislation is about safeguarding the American taxpayer, making the IRS beholden to them and not the other way around. If they can pass this for the IRS, they can do the same thing for the Homeland Security. They can do the same thing for the EPA. Everything.
It's fixable.
Everything.
Everything is fixable.
You've got to tell us how you're using this money. And if we don't like it, guess what? We're the elected representatives. We're pulling it. We're just whacking
it
away.
That's the way our system was set up. Congress has control back there because they control the purse strings. They have failed, even with a Republican majority, to take advantage of that. And they can turn this around.
Well, here's the thing.
It's not like there isn't a quick fix. Not quick. But there is a way to stop this thing dead in its tracks and start turning it back to where the American people start living under the Constitution they were founded under.
In this case, the IRS would have to deposit funds into a general fund at the Department of Treasury, and the Congress would oversee how they're going to spend
it.
Even the Obama administration has said it would reduce overall IRS resources by roughly 4%. You know, so, I mean, that this was going to hurt the IRS. Well, they're not here to hurt the IRS. They're trying to get them under control. And if you do it with the IRS, who has just been trampling all over people's rights, as we know, then you can go into these others. and say, well, let's take a look at them. Let's start really gathering our purse strings. You know, we've been here. We haven't done a lot. We haven't done enough to take control.
They haven't done anything in 8 years. They've let Mr. Obama and his executive powers do the work.
They just had the power over the last 4 years. The first years, Obama passed. Here's the difference between Republicans and Democrats, just in the last 30 seconds. I mean, there's a lot. But when Obama's in and the Democrats, and you know what? They go for it. They go,
the
Obamacare. They did this. And, you know, well, could we have anything to say about it? We won the election. The Republicans don't do that.
No, they
and
do not.
And there is the difference, and perhaps that needs to be looked at after the next election. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Jim Reed will join us at 8 o'clock, either on the phone or here. We're not sure yet.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. President Obama holding a press conference following a meeting with six Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia. Among the topics of concern there, the Iran nuclear deal.
Even with the nuclear deal, we recognized collectively that we continue to have serious concerns about Iranian behavior.
The president said that the Gulf leaders also agreed to ramp up the battle against the Islamic State terrorist group. Reporter Charles de la Desma tells us officials at Buckingham Palace today have said that three portraits are marking the Queen's 90th birthday.
One of the images shows the Queen surrounded by seven young grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Another has the Queen with Princess Anne, her only daughter. The third shows her on the steps of Windsor Castle with four of her beloved dogs.
And that is Charles de la Desma reporting. Meanwhile, Royals fan Terry Hutt says the Queen may be 90, but she's still a spring chicken. In his opinion, she should live to be at least 100.
For the reason I'm here to celebrate her 90th, and I hope to be here for 100, so I can give her a special birthday card.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell to a four-decade low last week. We get a closer look at the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless benefits fell to a seasonally adjusted 247,000. It's the lowest reading since November 1973. The four-week average, less volatile figure, dropped by 4,500 to 260,500. Applications have been below 300,000 for 59 straight weeks, the longest consecutive period since 1973.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks have been wavering between small gains and losses in early trading, even as investors mull over a large number of corporate earnings reports. The price of crude oil fell 2% to $43 a barrel in early trading in New York. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
It was just yesterday that the announcement came from Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew.
For the first time in more than a century, the front of our currency will feature the portrait of a woman, Harriet Tubman, on the $20 note.
And now GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says he opposes replacing President Andrew Jackson with Harriet Tubman on the 20.
Harriet Tubman is fantastic. I would love to leave Andrew Jackson and see if we can maybe come up with another denomination. Maybe we do the $2 bill or we do another bill. I don't like seeing it. Yes, I think it's pure political correctness.
Trump, appearing on the NBC's Today show, said that Andrew Jackson has really represented somebody that was really very important to the country. A Florida teen accused of pretending to be a doctor and even opening up his own medical office and examining patients is considering whether to accept a plea deal. News outlets reporting that 18-year-old Malachi Love Robinson has been offered 3 years in prison. Breaking news, townhall.com. A New York City museum says Rembrandt's earliest art masterpiece will be exhibited in the U.S. for the first time.
Judas, returning the 30 pieces of silver, will be shown starting June 3rd at the Morgan Library and Museum. It's one of a few Rembrandts for which several preparatory drawings survive. The exhibition reunites the painting and those drawings for the first time since their creation. The work has long been held in a British private collection. The artist was 23 years old when he painted it. The exhibition will include some self-portraits from that era. Keith Peters reporting.
Police are investigating a threat against a tiger that killed a Florida zookeeper. The Palm Beach Post reports that the zoo notified police about a threatening call from a man saying, quote, "We will handle it ourselves." He made the comment to a zoo receptionist who would not discuss whether or not the tiger that killed Stacy Conweiser had been euthanized. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott this morning on Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
8:05 and 30 seconds after the hour. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Downtown ready, and it's 50 degrees. We're looking for a high today of 75 and a low of 52. On Friday, we're looking for showers, a chance of showers in the evening before midnight, and a low of 46. Saturday, we're looking for 72 and a low of about 50. A 50% chance of rain again on Saturday, on Sunday, and partly cloudy through the weekend. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. You know, Linda's walking, you know, and I've said this before, you know, Linda walks through the house and she says, it's hot here. And there's one area, we have a hallway that's just all glass. And during the summer, I mean, it's, you know, the dog has to take a water dish with him when it walks through. And
a little cask
around his neck, and then he gives water to people in the area. She wants to have it fixed, so she called Jerry over at Budget Blinds. Jerry, come over here. So they're going to put some kind of covering over this. But this is what he can do. He'll look at your house. He'll look at your needs. He'll come up with some really great ideas, whether it's drapes, you know, whatever it takes to fix your house so you're not using so much electricity to keep it cool. So give him a call at 226-9027. This is a good-sized company here, Budget Blinds, right here in town, and Jerry knows what he's doing. Check out their website, budgetblinds.com. You won't be sorry. Now, I want to remind everybody, is the Reading Regional Chapter's 22nd Annual Banquet for the Safari Club International is coming up fast. Saturday, April 30th. If I was somebody running for office, I'd probably show up for this. Saturday, April 30th at the Wind River. Yeah, I'd be everywhere. At the Wind River Event Center, where everybody knows where that's at. But this thing is great. It's a fundraiser, and they just awarded a scholarship to a young lady here from in our area here who's studying wildlife biology. She's going to graduate this year from high school, and she's going off to college. $1,000 scholarship. The other things they do, of course, the Safari Club is a leader in protecting the freedom to hunt, almost like the NRA of hunting, and promoting wildlife conservation. And this year, they have got so many great things that they're offering up on the items on the raffles, the live auctions, and all this, including trips to Africa for photo safaris, dozens and dozens of different types of just high-quality pistols and rifles and shotguns. You name it, it's there. And they have, you know, elk hunts, buffalo hunts, everything you can imagine. Red stag hunts in New Zealand. all of these things. It's a Safari Club International. The money stays here, and it helps out getting our local people into hunting. You know, junior hunts, veteran hunts, disabled veteran hunts, all of these things come under Safari Club International. Give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075. Go online at sciredding.org to get yourself a ticket, or come down here. We've got them sitting here, some handouts right here on our front counter. You walk in, you can fill it out and join us on April 30th. Okay. That's an unpaid announcement because I believe in what they do.
Yeah.
Jim Reed is with us. This is an unpaid announcement, too.
Carl, Trish, thanks for having me on.
Good morning.
Jim, we've known Jim for, gosh, several years. And Jim, a Democrat, and is running for Congress this time, throwing his hat in the ring against Doug LaMalfa. So, good morning.
Good morning. And there's like five other people in the race also.
It's a crowded race, and I am one that always believes that this is how we use the report card for our incumbents, and then that's the pleasure of holding elective office. You get to go out before the people and explain why they should keep you in office, and you get that chance for Congress every 2 years.
That's right.
That's a lot of running.
Yeah.
Jim, you've run before.
Right.
Why are you running again?
All right. So, you recall I ran against Wally Herger 6 years ago and then Doug LaMalfa 4 years ago. I really didn't plan on running again. You recall that 2 years ago, Heidi Hall was the Democrat running against Doug LaMalfa, and I expected her to be the candidate this year. But she chose to run for supervisor in Nevada County instead. And then so they left an opening for a Democrat. And then I, like everybody else, have been following the presidential campaign very carefully. And I see an opportunity for a Democrat this particular election cycle to actually be elected, even though this is a very conservative district.
And why is that?
I think it's going to be turnout. And 4 years ago when I ran against Doug LaMalfa, I got over 125,000 votes. And 125,000 votes is enough to win in the vast majority of congressional districts. For instance, John Garamendi won district down, won with the same number of votes. But that was turnout that 4 years ago. Now, if the turnout is a different mix, I think 125,000 might just win this time.
Okay. If there's
out of a million?
A smaller turnout.
How many people voted last time, though? If 120, so it had to have been like then 600,000 voted.
No. In our district, it would have been about under 300,000. Because I got 125, Doug got 140, so what's that, 265?
I thought he had 60-something percent.
No, I had 43, he had 57.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I bet he I'm betting that Jim remembers the
percentage. Jim knows much better than I do.
It was a little more important to me, I guess.
We tend to remember those 50
plus
statistics.
50 plus one. Okay. So you're thinking, is that because people are really going to be incensed that Donald Trump's going to run, so they're just not going to vote for him? And if the Republicans don't show up to vote for him, they're not going to show up. And as you said earlier, you think it's going to be two Democrats running for Senate.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be two Democrats in the Senate race. So the top is the president. If Trump is the Republican, there's a lot of people that don't like Trump, even though they're conservative. They're Republicans. And so they won't have the Senate incentive to show up. And then the next one down is the Senate. If it's two Democrats running against each other, I mean, the congressional race is the third one down. It's a question of whether they'll show up on that one.
That's an interesting strategy you have there.
Yeah,
You're hoping people don't show up.
Well, it's not a strategy, first of all. It's sort of, I'm at the whim of what happens. But it seems like sort of the stars are lining up in the correct direction for me this time, and I'm feeling pretty positive about the whole thing.
Okay, we're here with Jim Reed, who is the Democratic challenger to Doug LaMalfa. There's several Republican challengers. So there's going to be a vote-off here in June, a primary in June. And the two top vote-getters go on, of course, to the November election. And so we have, like I said, there's like three Republicans that are pursuing Doug's seat or the nomination for the Republican Party. We're going to take a break here. And we'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and our guest is Jim Reed, Democrat candidate for Congress.
And when we come back, we're going to have Jim tell us why he continues to seek this seat, what difference he was going to make if he gets it.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. Alone. Alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
It must be an election song that we're doing here. He's going the distance. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14.6. I love Bob. Bob, I love you.
Great band out of Sacramento. Cake.
Cake. Wow. 8:17 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by a better-known business, Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place there. Do so much for our community. Host so many things. Plus, they have just a great place to get by your coffee at Espresso Joe's. Coffee, wine, brews, anything you want at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium up here in California, Northern California, and a great walk-in humidor. They do, again, let me repeat this. They do so much for our community. They give to all these types of charities. They provide things. They are just stand-up people, Joe and Shelley. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Okay, our guest is Jim Reed. Trish Clark and I are here with Jim Reed, who is the Democratic candidate for Congress running against Doug LaMalfa. The Democrat Party. Oh, wait a minute. You had a question. I'm sorry.
Because Jim ran for this seat before. He obviously has something that he feels he would do different that would be better for this congressional district than the Republicans who have held it? Tell us what that is.
Well, first of all, I feel like we've had 30 years of pretty much the same representation, Herger, LaMalfa, pretty much the same, and we haven't done well. We haven't done well under those circumstances. What I'm talking about, first of all, is the same some of the same issues I was talking about 4 years ago, but because of gridlock, our Congress hasn't tackled the tough issues. For instance, we need to find a permanent solution to funding Social Security and Medicare. Nothing, everybody knows that has to be done, but nothing's been done on it in 4 years. I have my own proposals, but I'm open to anybody else's proposals. The main thing is, let's get it permanently funded. The second thing, and I guess you know I'm a tax attorney, taxpayer advocate, there are some loopholes that just need to be closed. It's obvious that these special interest groups are getting a benefit they don't deserve. They're basically paying taxes at half the rate of the regular taxpayers. And our corporations who are making big profits overseas aren't paying any taxes on those profits. Close those loopholes. But the issue that really drives me this time is infrastructure. I look at the great recovery California and the nation's had from the 2008 recession, and I look at our district and see that recovery. And so what do we do to fix that problem? And I say it's infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure. Now, what I'm talking about here is a nationwide problem, first of all. The Army Corps of Engineers estimates that over $4 trillion is needed to fix our infrastructure problem to get us back where we are. And putting that in perspective, the national debt's $18 to $19 trillion. So this is a something that's like a quarter of that. So what I want to do is go to Washington and get us focused on infrastructure nationwide, and then make sure that our district gets its fair share. Because here's what happens if you invest in infrastructure. First, just the construction on infrastructure, and I'm talking roads, bridges, airports, high-speed internet, the whole works on infrastructure. If you invest in infrastructure, it creates jobs in the construction business. But more importantly, it helps the private sector compete with the rest of the nation. So, for instance, I live in Red Bluff. There's no high-speed internet in Red Bluff. We're a great location for companies to find. We're at the intersection of I-5 and 99 and 36. We don't have high-speed internet. No company is going to consider coming to Red Bluff because of that. Mm-hmm. So that's the investment. Now, the other side, if you give me a minute, is how do we pay for $4 trillion in infrastructure, which we got to do? The answer is taxpayers aren't going to agree to a new tax, so it's not coming from a new tax. It's got to come from a reallocation of assets somehow.
So let's jump back to something you said in your speech, and that was about recovery. We've had this great nationwide recovery. 1.5% growth? How do you call that a recovery? An unemployment rate that if you count all the people that don't have jobs that have just quit looking – really hasn't improved a great deal? Yeah. What kind of a recovery? I don't think
I think you're wrong about that. It was double-digit unemployment. Now it's 5%. The stock market was in the tank. It's completely come back. The real estate market has recovered. It's been a tremendous recovery, not here on the California coast, San Francisco, Silicon Valley. They're doing very well.
But the cost, I mean, they keep telling us that the economy has had no inflation. There's no cost of living increase for federal employees, for Social Security recipients. No raises for anybody but Congress. How does that translate to recovery?
Well, I mean, the top 1% have made a tremendous recovery. They now own over 40% of the assets in the country. The middle class is disappearing. I'm in agreement with you on this. But if you look at economists in general, they'll tell you this has been a great recovery. We could have been in a depression like in the 30s. We're not. But
some of us would disagree. We may have to agree to disagree on that one.
But the point is, our district is in a bad situation.
When you talk about reallocation of wealth, which is what you're talking about, a reallocation of assets.
Of spending is what I'm
spending.
Talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so where are you going to take that from?
The Department of Defense.
You know, Jim, you're going to take it from the Department of Defense. Do you realize right now the Marine Corps can only fly 30% of its jets?
And I'm not talking about taking it from anything like that. Here's how. Let me explain how I would do it.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
And first of all, when I'm looking around for $4 trillion, where's the first place I look? I look where Congress has the discretion to spend over half its budget, and that's in the Defense Department. But here's how I do it, and this doesn't take away from our safety in the least, and it doesn't take away from the programs you're talking about. Here's what's happened over the last 15 to 20 years. Our military has gone from being self-sufficient to going strictly to using independent contractors to do everything. So our soldiers don't cook for themselves anymore. Our soldiers are not auto mechanics or airplane mechanics. The problem with that is it's way more expensive to use independent contractors than it is for our military to supply their own services. And so what I'm advocating is going back to the old system that worked very well and saving a lot of money in the process. And the best part is our veterans will come out of the military with a skill that's a marketable skill they can use in the outside world.
Well, first of all, if you look at contractors vice military, and the reason they bring contractors in is because they don't have to pay retirement. They don't have to do any of that stuff. They just pay them a flat rate to the companies. The second thing is there are Marines working as mechanics. I see them all the time. They're not, you know, if they're contractors, they may be at the major, you know, if they have to go do a complete refit of a vehicle or a tank or a jet. But it's the Marines that are out there working on these every day. The reason that 30%, only 30% of the Marine Corps jets are flying is because they don't have parts and they don't have people to fix them. And after 15 years of war that we've been in, the one that Obama said he was going to end and is now ramping back up again with the congressional approval of Democrats and on both the and both sides, he's ramping this up again. There's the hidden numbers for the number of servicemen that are in Iraq is abominable. We're getting people killed again from a man that won the Peace Prize for ending wars. And I realize that you look disgusted right now because of what's happening. No, and I know you are.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, to do that, to take the contractors out, that means you're going to have to grow the military by 30, 40, 50,000, which they've been cutting back.
Well, first of all,
right now we're at the lowest level at all that we've ever been. Less ships than we were before World War II. We don't have enough people to fight one war, much less a two-front war, and you want to take more money out of it.
First of all, I'm in complete agreement with what you said, but here's where we differ. It's true our military is at the lowest level it's been, and the reason it's at the lowest level it's been is we no longer have a draft. And I believe in going back to the draft.
So you want to bring the draft back.
Yes, and guess what? You're not going to see us getting into wars we shouldn't be in if we have a draft. Because most people today, if their child is not going to go into the military, they don't pay that much attention to what kind of conflicts we're getting in.
But we had the draft and we went into Vietnam.
Well, no, we were in Vietnam and got the draft in the middle.
No. We had the draft from the 50s. People were drafted in to go to Korea. Red Emerson was drafted to go into war in Korea. So we had the draft during Vietnam. The draft ended in the 70s, early 70s. It ended when they went into a completely professional, as they quote, professional military fighting force. So you had the draft. So you want, but you want to bring the draft back.
Yeah, I do. And I
that ought to go over really big in Silicon Valley to have their little darlings going to join the Army or be drafted into the Army.
Well, you think we would have been in Iraq if there was a draft? First of all, I was in the Vietnam draft pool. I got a student deferment my first year, but I was in the what do they call it when they
the lotto system.
The lotto system, exactly. I was in that. So I remember that well.
I won that lotto. I was the only lotto I've ever won. It's the only lotto I've ever been in when I was first prize.
But so how many Marines are cooking for other Marines?
In the field, Marines cook because there's no contractors. But yeah, when we were in Fallujah, we had at the main base there, they had contractors that were doing the plumbing, the cleaning, the electrician stuff, the cooking, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they did. They had that. But for everyone that you had there, meant a Marine you can put in that tooth to tail, which is very important. How many teeth do you have out there, and what's the size of the tail that takes to support it? But there's certain areas where we still have to keep expertise, mechanics for the jets, all that. So there are a lot of contractors out there. But again, you don't have to pay The only thing you're paying for the contractors is a bulk fee.
But it's a big bulk fee. My personal experience.
They charge a lot.
I'm a pilot, a private pilot. I was in Fall River Mills for years and years and years, and I had a great airplane mechanic in Fall River Mills. But he left and went to Iraq, and he tells me he was making 10 times what he was making in Fall River Mills.
So he was making $20 an hour?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just kidding. But it is. No, contractor. I mean, I was a contractor over there. I mean, I'm not going to say that part of it wasn't the money. It right. was. A big part of it was the money because I was doing the same things that I'd been doing for 30 years, and I was getting paid a tremendous amount of money to do the same thing. Yeah. It was just as dangerous, in fact, more dangerous. But we need to move on because,
okay. Right.
First of all, the two big things you said is to get the money for infrastructure. You want to change the way the Department of Defense is working, take out the contractors, bring in more people. Well, how do you bring in more people and you say that you would institute the draft? You would vote or would you bring a bill back? Would you author a bill to bring the draft?
Exactly. And by the way, it's going to be both men and women in the draft.
Well, I agree with you on that one. If you're going to draft people, let's draft them all.
Yep.
You know, 18 to 80.
There you go. Okay. So we need to go to a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the Second Amendment.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez, and like most people, I'm very frustrated about what's happening in D.C. I think it's broken. I don't think there's two parties at work anymore. I think they're one party in D.C. because both of them do and say the same things, they vote the same way, and they produce the same horrific results for all of us. The career politicians, what has become known as the establishment for both sides, left and right, they're focused on things like power, profit, privilege, and party, but the only P they're missing is the most important one, and that's people. I want to run because I want to represent the people.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Get the coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Red and Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased and the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance subject to prior sale ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Redding Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Redding.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReddingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I had, you know,
Bob is acting as the referee here.
Had to grab a little controlling so I didn't embarrass somebody by popping the mic in the wrong moment.
We're coming on, we're coming on.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. Today, our guest is Jim Reed, Democrat running for Congress. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Best place to get a haircut in all of California. Maybe the whole West Coast. Right there, man's last stronghold. It says it right on the window. Man's last stronghold. I'm going down there. I need a haircut. I'm getting a little shaggy. Getting a little shaggy here. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. If you walk down a little bit further, you go to Classic Cafe. Millie and Kathy, go down and get your chipped beef on toast. There's nothing better than that. Yeah, Millie and Kathy's Classic Cafe. Okay, Jim Reed's with us here, and he was just talking about, just so in case you missed the first 30 minutes, which you shouldn't have, but if you did, he wants to get rid of contractors out of the military. Well, he wants to improve the infrastructure and get that money from the Department of Defense. One of the ways of doing that is taking contractors out of the Department of Defense and reinstituting the draft to bring more people in. So you'll have the people to do that. And as we said, that should be really, really interesting. The other thing he says is, hey, we need to do stuff out here. We need to bring the high-speed Internet into our cities. Absolutely agree on that. Yeah. We are not ready to take that next step because we could just be sucking a lot of the satellite jobs right out of the Bay Area, right up here if we had a high-speed Internet. We've got a lot of people that are training and trained in coding and how to do the webs, all these kind of things up here. If we had that, fiber optic cable, boom, we'd be ready.
Everybody's
and
it's only
three or get four, Google on the phone.
Yeah, it's only three or four and it's only $3 or $4 million. Something that we spend at a blink of an eye on illegal aliens, and we're going to get to that one too. But as we come back, we're talking about the Second Amendment. You know, as I tell people up here, a liberal Democrat in Northern California only owns four guns. Two handguns, an AR platform, and possibly a hand grenade. We're not sure. And when I tell people that, they laugh and laugh and laugh. And, you know, this one Democrat I said it to, he says, I have six guns. I don't have four, I have six. I said, okay. Second Amendment, big thing up here.
Right. I have a shotgun. And the reason is I'm not a great shot, but I know that I need a gun for protection. Especially when I was living in Fall River Mills, if I had somebody breaking into my house and at midnight and I called 911, I might have somebody arrive in an hour and a half. No, my shotgun is my first line of defense.
Okay, so the Second Amendment, what parts of it? We talked a little bit about the AR, the Armalite rifle platform, and you said, no, I support people owning firearms, including the Armalite. Platform or the ones that look like that?
All right. So I believe the Second Amendment, and Scalia laid this out pretty well in a Supreme Court decision, that people who are responsible should have whatever type of weapon they need to protect from whatever the threat might be. In my case, a shotgun is, I feel quite comfortable that that's enough. If you're going to be attacked by somebody with an AR-15, you should have an AR-15. But let me tell you, I get a little bit uncomfortable talking about that because what I worry about with these high-powered weapons is it's the bad guys that are going to get a hold of it, and our law enforcement's not going to be able to counter it because they don't have those weapons handy.
Well, there's our officers, in fact, that have a true assault weapon in the fact that it fires automatic. The ones you buy out in town are just semi-automatic. But the bottom line is on this is, it's always brought up an assault weapons ban. Nobody can own one. We had that at one point in our, it sunsetted and it never came back. Would you support an assault weapons ban?
I don't support an assault weapons ban universally. But I believe that, for instance, in urban areas not like ours, there might be a justification for doing that.
Okay.
You speak of the Second Amendment as if you need a gun to protect yourself. A lot of times we have people who talk about the Second Amendment. It's a right to hunt. I just want to clarify and ask your opinion. To me, the Second Amendment says that I am an American citizen, that I'm a responsible American citizen, and with a background check, I can have a gun for any reason I want.
Yeah.
I don't have to have it for protection. I don't have to have it to hunt. I can have it just because I want to have it.
Well, first of all, I don't have any problem with hunters having whatever type of weapon they use for their type of hunting. To me, that's not the issue. Nobody's talking about taking weapons away from hunters. But what the big issue is whether you're justified in having the type of weapon you need to protect yourself. As a lawyer that have been involved in some controversial cases over the years, I know there's some people out there that don't like me. And I feel a lot more comfortable having that gun handy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that when you start, just in my opinion, we can move on. When you start restricting, like you say, oh, well, it's okay. This is what Obama said. He said it's okay to have weapons if you're out there in the country, but if you're in the cities, you don't need weapons. And I just say as soon as you whip that, that's part of the Second Amendment. You're just picking and choosing. What part of the First Amendment should we just pull out too? That you can't say things like you can't use politically incorrect words. That's
well, you're making the slippery slope argument, and no, I just don't buy
it. No,
that.
I'm not. I'm just saying is that we have the Second Amendment and we have the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. Your rights should not be abridged. And that's my opinion, and your opinion is this, is that, hey, I don't know if everybody needs to have, you know, to have the right to buy a weapon of their choice.
Well, I mean, obviously there's people we don't want buying
weapons. And you're absolutely right.
And
background checks take care of that.
Background checks take care of that.
That should be universal.
But that's also, the other thing on that is that there's already laws out there that say felons can't have guns, and it is against the law to use them to shoot people.
But you know something? They go to some other state where there's no background checks, and they bring them into California.
But the law still says is that you still can't shoot people with these guns. And
if we enforce the laws that are on the book, we don't need any more laws.
No, we know. No, Kate.
And I'm not disagreeing.
I know Jim's not here. Anyway, but those are just – okay. Let's talk about there's a big effort by the Republicans here to slash back on Obamacare. What's your opinion on Obamacare?
First of all, I think Obamacare was an improvement, but we need to go a lot further. And I think if you talk to the Republicans that really hate Obamacare, they don't hate so much what it did as far as more people being insured and pre-existing conditions being covered. What they don't like about the law, and perhaps this is where we need to make the change, is the way it's financed. They don't like the fact, and I would agree with them, that employers, particularly small employers, are now saddled with the cost of paying for insurance for all their employees. Even little school districts are struggling because of that.
Yeah, it's going up. Their health costs are going up hundreds of thousands of dollars every year.
So I'm in favor of the fact that we've made this improvement, but we got to make more improvements. And I personally think Medicare is a great system.
So you think there should be universal health care then?
I think we should work towards that. For instance, right now, if you're 65, you get Medicare. What if we said children between 0 and 10 years old also have Medicare? That would be a huge step forward because there's a lot of children going without the proper medical care. But ultimately, you're right. What I ultimately see is Medicare for everybody, not being financed by these poor employers who can't really afford to pay for that insurance.
Well, who's going to
pay for it?
So it's the same way it's being paid for now, but maybe something in addition, the payroll tax.
More taxes then.
Well, yeah. Taxes
so,
instead
see,
of...
So, see, I pay... Do you have employees?
Oh, yeah. I have 10 employees.
Okay. So every month you pay your employees, then you turn around and you pay their Social Security, you pay their Medicare, and you pay federal taxes.
And I pay their health insurance,
and you pay their health insurance.
And so I'd much rather pay a little bit more on the payroll tax and a lot less on that health insurance.
But then you're paying also for for people with that have destroyed their bodies through drugs and everything like this. You're paying for everybody on this.
People with pre-existing conditions cost a lot more.
And you're paying for, but you're what you're saying is that Medicare for everybody, so it's universal health care. The cost of this is going to be, gosh, I mean it's just astounding. I mean it's got to be trillions of dollars.
Well, again. You're having the cost of that insurance shifted from one party to another. That's all. And Medicare is, believe it or not, very efficient. And part of it is.
Do you use Medicare?
Yeah, I do have Medicare.
You don't have your own health care insurance? You just use
health care? Well, I have health care to cover what Medicare doesn't. But Medicare seems to work very well. And the only thing that I would say is it's crazy that we don't let Medicare negotiate with drug pharmaceutical companies to get the best price.
But universal health care, I mean, as an example, and I have always thought that Medicare, one of the problems that Medicare's broke, as you indicated. Mm-hmm. It's not paying for itself.
Right.
It's totally in the red. And that's because we have automatically, when you turn a certain age,
65,
boom, you get Medicare. I have maintained that that should only be for those that can't afford to have their own insurance. What if you've got an insurance policy that you've paid for forever, and now you turn 65, all of a sudden they get off the hook, And the government picks it up. Why can't you go ahead and pay for your own health care if you can afford to do so?
And as I said at the beginning of this program, funding Medicare is the really important thing to me. I have my own solutions, but there might be something along the lines you're talking about that's better and cheaper.
But you want to put the whole United States on Medicare that's already broke.
Well, if we go with your system, if they don't have their health insurance, then they go on Medicare, yes.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Do you have a question for Jim Reed?
I do. I'd like to make a point and then ask a question. My point would be that when our founding fathers wrote the Constitution and gave us the Second Amendment, they were referring to the cutting-edge technology weapons of their time, and it's not appropriate for people from the Bay Area or, well, senators and congressmen from urban areas to decide which weapons are appropriate and which aren't. Now, the question I'd like to ask is, say you're elected to the House. What do you hope to accomplish your first term there? And do you believe that if all your constituents are in favor of an issue but you personally are against it, that you should vote your conscience or your constituents?
Both good questions.
Nick, thanks a lot.
The answer to your first question is, and if you go to my website, jimreed2016.com, you'll see this, but I've pledged upon being elected in the first 100 days to do what I can to break up gridlock by trying to meet with every single House of Representatives member who's willing to meet with me, whether they're a Republican, Democrat, or otherwise, so that I see what areas we have in common where we can move forward and also develop a relationship for down the line when we need to accomplish something. So my first step is try to break up the gridlock by being at least one voice that that'll work with everybody. And then that kind of leads into your second question. Yeah, and this is on my website also. If I happen to personally disagree with the vast majority of people in my district, I'm not representing them if I'm voting my feelings as opposed to what the people in the district. I believe that's what a congressman does, is represent his district.
Okay. Jim Reed's our guest. Trish Clark's here with me. We have to take a break. It's about 14 minutes until the hour of 9. We're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by John Bastiani. John, great guy, he and his bride, and their two beautiful little children. Started this business 7 years ago and has been a great success here. Why? Because of customer service, always having the guns and ammo that you want as a purchaser, whether it's an AR platform or just shotguns. He has them all there. And gunsmithing, he's a great gunsmith. He's got another one that works with him right there. So you can always get your guns worked on. And classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, all of it. It's a one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated. Veterans get great discounts there. Give him a chance to meet or beat any price these big box stores have. 2539 Larkspur, give him a call, 222-8222. We'll be right back with Jim Reed, Democratic Congress, candidate for Congress.
I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs, or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Reading chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The salute to the high-speed rail.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I don't have time to listen to that. High-speed rail. But we're going to ask about it.
It's a crazy train.
Crazy train. Okay, great. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by View 202. Linda's going to be there this Sunday from 11 to 2 o'clock. Go on out there, listen to her own brand of great jazz with Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker. Have a great time out there. Have a good brunch. They've got a new menu out there, good prices on it, everything out there at View 202 from 11 to 2. This Sunday she'll be there. Just go on and join her. Have you sit out there on the veranda and watch the river and listen to some great music. Okay, our guest with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. Just love
good
you being
morning.
Here.
Good morning. I love Thursday.
Is Jim Reed, who is here running for Congress. And so far, let's just kind of recap everything Jim said in the next 30 seconds. One, he wants to bring in the high-speed internet to this whole area up here. Yay! I'm all for that. I keep asking our congressman, when are you going to put $3 million in here? Other one, he wants to bring in all the infrastructure. He wants to pay for that, this $4 trillion, by raiding the Department of Defense. Reinstating the draft. I mean, yeah, there you go, buddy. Men and women. And then, as we just talked about, wants universal health care. Medicare for everybody.
Right.
Okay. You know, Jim's up front. He's talking about it. He's not waffling. His Second Amendment, is, but not all guns. but not all guns. Can't buy automatic weapons anyway, which is one of the things I think we should all be able to have. Have a little automatic weapon in the backyard, chase those rabbits out.
Whatever, just a fun to
shoot. Okay. She's been sitting here. Trish's been sitting here. Okay, Trish, go for it.
Well, no, we talked a little earlier about, you said that, you want the infrastructure thing. I think that's an important thing. But you jumped right on the Department of Defense as a way to fund it, and I can think of all kinds of other places maybe we could get some money. Not the least of which is the whole entitlement thing. And then that kind of started it, and let me be clear. When I speak entitlements, I am not talking about Social Security. That's an earned thing we have. It is not an entitlement. And I'm not talking about people who have government retirements. They also earn that. That's not entitlements either. So I'm talking about the welfare system, the people that are getting money for nothing. That's an entitlement in my mind.
All right. So,
you don't think there's room to cut there?
And, also, the last part to that is 50% of the people in this country don't pay taxes. They not only don't pay taxes, they get earned income credits back from people that do pay taxes.
So first of all, let me just disagree with Carl before I move on to Trisha's question. So there's two basic type of taxes in the United States. There's the income tax, which the wealthy pay, the vast majority, as you just suggested. Mm-hmm. And then there's the payroll tax, where the poor people pay the majority of that because they take it right out of their paycheck, and at $110,000, it stops coming out of your paycheck. So those hedge fund managers that earn $1 billion, they paid exactly the same amount of payroll tax that somebody earned $110,000 on. So if you look at the two taxes, you're wrong that it's more. It's obviously way more than 50% of the people are paying taxes.
50% of the people that pay in taxes get that money back. They don't pay because, you know, I agree that if you're making $110,000, if you're making over than $110,000, that you don't pay for more than $110,000. I think that should be changed.
Let's get the cap. Get rid of the cap.
Get rid of the cap.
Carl,
I have no problem with that. But it's still, there's a lot of people here that at the end of the year, they if their money's been taken out in payroll taxes to the, you know, for Medicare, is this what you're talking
Medicare
about?
Medicare and Social Security.
Right. Well, okay, but they're not paying the other part that 48% of us are paying.
All right, so let me just give
Shouldn't everybody pay?
Let me give you some statistics that clears this whole thing up.
Okay.
So roughly 40% of the money that comes into the federal government comes in through the payroll tax, and just under 40% comes in through the income tax. Again, that payroll tax is being taxed to a lot of people not making a whole lot of money. And I agree with you, the cap should be removed so that the people like hedge fund managers are paying more than their fair share. All right, so having said that, now let me move to Trisha's question. So we've got $4 trillion in expenses we got to come up with to fix the infrastructure problem. Where does it come from? We look around. You can look at little teeny programs over here and you think you can take a few bucks out. It's not going to make any difference. Look at the big picture. The big picture is defense is over $600 billion a year. That's over 50% of the discretionary budget in the United States that Congress controls. You look at where the big money is to come up with more big money to fix infrastructure. So defense is where it comes from. And again, as we talked about earlier, it doesn't mean that we're going to be less safe because we're taking it from defense. We just got to make sure that the defense is spending it in a more efficient way.
Why not take it from people here that are here illegally?
It doesn't. If you did, it wouldn't make enough difference.
No,
to
but it would
come
make
up
some.
Well,
right?
And Jim, here's what the federal government's main thing is, and in my mind, one of the few things they should actually be mucking with is defense.
And infrastructure.
And infrastructure.
Exactly.
Those two things are the only
things
the federal government should really be involved in. There's so many things they're doing that they should put back to the states. Land management, education, all of these things that they have no business under the 10th Amendment even being involved in. They ought to bounce those back to the states and free up a heck of a lot of money by doing that.
Well, it just doesn't. That's the problem.
Let's go quickly to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I've been listening to this gentleman on your radio program, and it seems to me like if he would take the attitude of getting rid of Department of Education, Department of Energy, turn it back to the states because they've already got their own system set up, and take that money and put into a strong military, this whole country would be a lot better off, and we wouldn't have to have a draft. You would consequently have enough volunteers and a strong enough military to defend.
Okay, Henry. Thank you.
So,
do away with what Trish said. Do away with all these extraneous departments that all of a sudden started back in the 60s.
Those aren't off the table from my standpoint.
Okay.
But let me just say this, and this is kind of a common core question. The problem is the average person moves about every 5 years, and a lot of those people, when they move from one state to a different state. If you don't have some sort of Department of Education that's trying to had the coordination of all the states. What you do is you get people learning something in California, then moving to Nevada and learning the same thing over again rather than something new. So you need some coordination nationally to make sure that the kids are getting an education and not just repeating the same thing over and over again.
All right. Okay, we've got like 2 minutes left. Give us your last thoughts here.
Well,
you get the last say.
All right, and I appreciate that because gridlock is what everybody hates. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We've got to break this up and somehow start working to make this government work. And over the last 30 years, our representatives here in this district haven't done that. And I will. I was told that somebody asked Doug LaMalfa how many Democratic congressional representatives he met with. And his answer was, why would I want to do that? I feel just the opposite. I want to meet with everybody and find out where we have common ground to make this government work.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you, Jim?
So there's several ways. Go to my website is the easiest, jimreed2016.com. If you want to email me directly, it's simply jim@jimreed2016.com.
There was an issue that came up early on, and one if you have about 20 seconds to address, about you living in a different area now and still being in the proper district, and then that isn't any kind of a question.
It's not a question. I lived in Fall River Mills for 25 years, and a couple years ago I moved to Red Bluff, where I'm living today. It had nothing
in the middle of the district.
Right. Both of course are smack dab in the middle. In fact, it's a little easier for me to campaign from Red Bluff than Fall River Mills.
Well, okay. Pull that down. Put that down just for a second. Jim, thanks a lot for being here. This is going to be an interesting election year. It's not going to be the first time you're on, and we've got the primaries coming up here in June. So that should just kind of narrow everything down. So thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, and thank you for your efforts for trying to make a difference.
All right, very good.
News this from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas.
KCNR Shasta
Redding. The United States and its Gulf Arab allies say they're on the same page when it comes to fighting the Islamic State.
At the conclusion of a summit with Gulf Arab countries in Saudi Arabia, President Obama said combating ISIS remains a top priority.
We remain united in our fight to destroy ISIL, or Daesh, which is a threat to all of us.
He also raised serious concerns about Iran's troubling behavior, addressed the violations of a ceasefire agreement in Syria, and called for a transitional government in Syria to replace the regime of President Assad. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is chiming in on the bathroom controversy, saying that so-called transgender people should be allowed to use whichever restroom they choose.
People go, they use the bathroom that they feel is appropriate. There has been so little trouble, and the problem with what happened in North Carolina is the strife and the economic, I mean, the...